Chapter 3 Jeff had always been a light sleeper, so when he heard the distinctive ringtone, he woke, reaching for the cell phone on the bedside table. Glancing at the clock, he moaned softly. It was 3:48 in the morning. Turning on the lamp, he punched a button.
Hamilton.
Well, I'm sorry to bother you, Jeff, but I have a situation down here at station.
Groaning under his breath, he ran a hand over his face.
Is it a situation or an emergency, Kenny?
Jeff had hired Kenneth Collins to replace a part-time deputy who'd remarried his wife, then relocated to Orlando to be close to their grandchildren.
It's a situation that will soon be an emergency. Patty Calhoun called because her ex showed up drunk and threatening to kick down the door if she didn't let him in. I arrested him because of the restraining order.
Where is he?
I locked him up.
Did you call Charleston PD and tell them to pick him up?
Yes.
Then what's the situation?
Jeff asked.
Patty's here pitching a fit because she doesn't want her men to get locked up, and Jimmy's threatening to kill himself if I don't let him out.
Throwing an arm over his face, Jeff cursed softly.
She should have thought of that before she took out a restraining order. Make certain there isn't anything in the cell he can use to hurt himself.
What about Patty? Tell her to go home or you're going to lock her up, too.
Is that her screaming?
Jeff asked when he heard a screeching sound.
Yeah.
Lowering his arm, he sat up.
Put her on the phone, Kenny.
Patty.